The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced the selection of three managed care organizations that will serve the Kansas Medicaid program known as CanCare from January 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2027. The CanCare program currently serves 458,000 individuals throughout the state. The contracts include two incumbents, Sunflower Health Plan and United Healthcare Community Plan, and one new organization, Healthy Blue. KDHE Secretary Janet Stanek said, quote, "I would like to thank all the bidders and everyone involved in the development of the RFP and new contract over the last year. This was a major team effort with a constant focus and alignment on achieving our vision for the CanCare, partnering together to support Medicaid members and achieving health, wellness, and independence for healthier Kansas. We look forward to our continued collaboration with the MCOs. The MCOs were selected from a pool of seven candidates who submitted bids during the request for proposal process that began in October of 2023 and concluded on Wednesday. KDADS Secretary Laura Howard said, quote, "I would like to especially thank all the members, providers, advocacy organizations, and associations who provided feedback on ways to improve the CanCare program before the RFP was written. That feedback was invaluable and is reflected in many of the key enhancements we incorporated to the RFP. Some of the key improvements in the new contracts include educating, engaging, incentivizing, and empowering members to achieve personally defined health goals, enhancing care coordinators to ensure timely access to needed services, continuity of care, success care transitions, and improved member outcomes, improving prenatal and postpartum care, including requirements for maternity care coordination, increasing the recruitment and retention of providers, and expanding access to services in rural and frontier areas. The selection process was extensive and included a multi-step review conducted by several teams of staff members with subject matter expertise, experience in and knowledge of the Kansas Medicaid system. Stakeholders, including plan members, providers, legislators, and community-based organizations, provided input that was the impetus for the majority of RFP requirements. At this time, current CanCare members do not need to take any action. Members who are currently enrolled in the MCO that was not selected will be contacted soon about their options to select another MCO. And for more information on this, you can read our story at sunflowerstateradio.com. We do have a couple job openings to pass along. Solomon Valley Transportation Incorporated in Beloit is hiring for the position of executive director. The position, initially part-time, is a rewarding public service position focusing on developing and sustaining funding for SBT by developing relationships with stakeholders, passengers, and other government officials to promote, maintain, and improve the function of SBT in the areas it serves by being the face of public transportation and partner communities. The executive director position performs a variety of developmental, management, fundraising, and administrative duties as specified by the SBT board to oversee the goals of regional transportation. Minimum qualifications of applicants include bachelor's degree, preferred and or high school diploma, preferred years of experience in management, have valid driver's license. The SBT executive director must reside within one of the collaborating counties in which transit services are provided, which includes Mitchell, Jewell, and or Osborne. Potential candidates can contact Leanne Eilert at 785-738-9501 or via email at leilert@mchks.com. Applications accepted until June 17, 2024 at 5 p.m. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relation skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled, and to apply, please send your application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Post-Rock Republican Women of Mitchell and Lincoln County will be meeting on Saturday, May 18th, this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Beloit Pizza Hut. Also this Saturday, May 18th, the Jewell Kids Fishing Day, starting at 11, going until 2 p.m. at Emerson Lake in Jewell. The event is open to all children with prizes available. Hot dog cookout at noon. Equipment is provided. It's sponsored by the Jewell Chamber of Commerce and Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. That's the news this hour on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.